WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
Co-signing is stupid. You're gonna get yourself in a mess. When I co-signed, you know what I was? Stupid. When somebody co-signed for me, you know what they were? Stupid. So just some of you that are out there and you're still sweet and young and innocent and stupid, and you think you can co-sign and somebody's gonna pay it. Oh, he's my brother. He'll keep his word. You're stupid. Co-signing's stupid. Hope I haven't been unclear.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded, just like you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Monday morning, and it certainly feels like a Monday. Want to say thanks to our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman, joining us in the studio. And Adam Shanks here with the Purdue Extension Office to talk about the Purdue Extension Office. Good morning, Adam. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having us again. Sure. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, we originally had you scheduled earlier, but thanks for moving that date around. I appreciate it very much. So,
yeah, I feel like what Andy had to talk about was pretty important. So
yeah.
I was glad to be flexible and get him on.
So what's the big on the big horizon over at the Purdue Extension right now?
Well, we've got lots of different things coming up. As you know, winter is coming, so that's our captive time for farmers to have programs. So we're getting real busy planning those things. After listening to Rodney, I'm a little concerned about what's going to be able to take place, but we are planning nonetheless to keep moving forward. One thing that as an office whole we've got coming up, I don't know, do you guys – do you know what blood type you are, Ken?
I'm not sure.
I'm not either. We've got a blood drive coming up at the Extension Office Wednesday, December the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 to 7 p.m. And I didn't know this, but if you donate blood, you can actually get a report that tells you what your blood type is.
Yeah.
And then also, they're going to do a test to tell you if you've had the COVID or if you have the COVID antibodies.
I just got a thing from the Red Cross this morning. I have not had a chance to read it yet. I knew we were going to have something out there at the fairgrounds, but I didn't know exactly what and all that other stuff yet. So
yeah, this is actually going to be at the extension office, 3 to 7, and you can look on our Facebook page, either Clinton County Extension or Clinton County 4-H. And there's a QR code you can scan with your phone, okay. And you can automatically sign up for what time you could come and donate. And if you can't do that, you can call the office, 659-6380, and talk to Hannah, and she can get you a time scheduled on that afternoon. It's 3 to 7 p.m., so.
Okay, yours is not even on this list I've got here from the Red Cross, so.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure. This was set up. I'm not sure who set this up, but, yeah, it was – definitely a community event that Karen, our 4-H educator, and some of the other folks there.
The only ones I've got on here for Frankfurt from the Red Cross is the 3rd and 4th.
Hmm.
That's all I have. So
okay.
I'll make sure I add that.
Yeah, we'll have to get your list and see why it's not on there.
Yeah, okay.
So, but yeah, come donate blood. I think we're at an all-time shortage, so we could definitely use donations.
Before we get into all the other stuff there, how close are farmers being to completely done for this year?
Oh, most of them are. It's fantastic. What a relief this fall's been weather-wise. Harvest has gone rather swimmingly. There's some tillage work getting done that hasn't been able to be done for a few years. When I report my numbers each week, I think we're 95% done.
Okay.
Just a few out there maybe still, and I bet we're close to 100 by the end of this week.
I have not made a trek around for a while, but I still see some isolated corns and beans still up. I think that they all been taken care of now, or pretty much.
I hope so. Most of it. We've had some phenomenal weather last week to hopefully finish up any of those soybeans. And now, I mean, corn we can still shell when the conditions are a little tougher. So. That stuff ought to be all pretty well wrapped up.
Okay.
And what a time. I mean, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, and most everybody's is wrapped up for the year.
Yeah, a lot of times when I get out of my mother's, I hear, well, we just haven't had the weather. We're not quite done yet, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's going to be a little bit of an aberration this year.
Yeah, it's really been a nice year weather-wise from front to start to finish, basically. There was pretty good planting and this fall's been from the last two.
I take it you would take a repeat of this year next year.
Absolutely. If I could go ahead and order that from the weather department, maybe sprinkle in some more rain in August.
Yeah.
But if we could just copy next year, this year again, that would be fantastic.
I'll see if I can contact my inner Mother Nature and see what I come up with for
you. Yeah. Just bribe the powers that be. I mean,
So what else we got going on before the end of the before the first of the year, at least?
Anyway. Yeah. So at the extension office, a lot of calls that I take personally, being the ag agent, are questions about land leases. Farmer or landowners want to know if what's a fair rent, what needs to be in a lease, do we need to have a lease, is a handshake enough, do we need to have it in writing, does a lawyer need to be involved? There's just a lot of questions about land leases out there. So we've actually put together a program. We did this last Thursday, the 12th. It's all virtual, so you can just log on to a Zoom meeting,
All right. And
you can listen, and then you can type in chat questions. And basically, you learn all the different things that go into a successful lease to be fair for the tenant and the landowner. We've actually got a lawyer, Anthony Crowell, from Gordon & Associates, that he presents most of the time and is available for questions. And the last one we did during the day, it was very successful. Got a lot of good feedback about the information, and it was found to be very valuable. So we're doing this again. It's the same program. We're going to be November 17th.
Okay.
This time we're doing it in the evening, so it'll be 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern time. It does cost $25 to participate, But if you want to give me a call or shoot me an email, I can get you the registration information. Everyone's welcome for tenants or landlords. It's great information for both.
So people are going to be able to come the day of, night of, or whatever, and register or not?
Yeah, we had people register for the last one 20 to 30 minutes before it started. So
we
check that often, and then we can get you the links to log in.
Okay. But,
so yeah, I mean we talk about, you know, how to negotiate an equitable lease, understanding various ways to determine rates. There's different types of leases. There's like a sharecrop. There's a flexible lease. There's a cash lease. We talk about some aspects of all of those, okay, advantages and disadvantages. So it's just a question we get a lot, and we thought it was a good need to fill there.
Do you guys basically, I know in the past where, you know, everybody says a handshake is good enough, but I take it that's probably not the case anymore.
Yeah, it can be pretty in-depth with leases. And even now to the point where they're saying, well, maybe we should record these leases at the recorder's office. So if for some reason the landowner sells the farm, then the new buyer understands the terms of the lease, okay, going forward. So the protects both sides. You can make it as simple or as complex as you would like.
I don't think I want to make it too complex. It's hard enough to understand land leases if you make them really overly complex. So
yeah, I'm a KISS fan. I like to keep it super simple. So some of those flexible leases that they were talking about, this could be difficult to manage, but I understand. You know, also why people do them.
And now you're donating a blood thing. You've got the one this year and one coming up next month. Any more this year, then what will be probably sometime early in 2021 probably before you do another one?
The blood drive?
Yeah.
I'm not sure when they're going to do that again. I think that was just a combined effort between, I think it was IU and Karen, our extension director, to put that on. I'm not sure when they're going to do that again.
Okay, but you're definitely doing it on the 17th.
16th.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the 16th, 3 okay. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then, before the end of the year, coming up on, this one's December the 9th. This is a private applicator recertification program.
Okay.
So this is what anybody that applies pesticides has to have. To do so, to apply restricted pesticides, they have to get continual credits. They have to have 3 within a 5-year span. So we make sure we have these a few times a year so guys can keep those credits.
All right.
That's coming up December 9th, and that's going to be 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's actually, since they're doing the COVID testing out at the fairgrounds, we're going to do that out at Dunn Brothers Farm Shop.
Okay.
And that's located about 2 miles east of Clinton Central on Division Road, and that way we can spread out. It's a big shop. We can spread out. We're going to have masks required, and we can spend the morning going over some topics. We're going to do we've actually got manure management with the 4 R's, so right place, right time, right rate, right product. And then I've got a safety, Purdue Farm safety guy coming, Ed Sheldon. He's going to talk about having a plan in place for if there's a spill or an injury. And then I've got Fred Whitford from Purdue Pesticides coming to talk about truck accidents. He does a great job. I've seen this presentation. It's kind of a case study on what happened, looking at before, during, and then after the event. So it's pretty interesting. And then I'll finish up with the regulatory topic. And then we'll adjourn before noon.
Okay.
All my programs have a safety plan approved through Purdue, but I did 50 or less. So hopefully by that time we won't be red.
Yeah, that's true. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's been very few farm accidents this year, hasn't it? I have not heard hardly of any.
I haven't heard of any. I'd have to think on that. Can I? I've seen a lot of fires this year. There was a lot of fires.
I've seen that, yeah. But
as far as personal injury,
right.
I think that maybe goes back to the decent fall we had.
Yeah.
People weren't in such a hurry, to try to get it done under the gun. There was a little less pressure, and people took their time. But
okay.
I think you're right.
We had a listener that wants to know how the best way is to get a hold of you.
Sure. So you can call the office, 659-6380, and I'm extension 1813.
Okay.
And then also you can email me at Shanks, S-H-A-N-K-S, the number 7, at Purdue.edu.
Okay.
That's the best way to get a hold of me.
All right.
So, okay. Yep, and we've got that part meeting. There's also category, so commercial credits available. I've got category 1, category 14, which is fertilizer and manure and registered technician.
Okay.
CCHs are available for folks that might need those to participate.
All right, is there anything else over in that pile of stuff that you brought?
I've got lots of stuff. How far out do you want to go? I mean, we've got programs planned out to March, so.
I like looking ahead. That's good. Yeah, I just hope we can get there.
We've got safety plans approved for everything for 50 or less. So hopefully that'll work. Like we've got our annual Ag Outlook breakfast. I have one planned for January 15th, 7:30 to 10 a.m. That's there again with the COVID testing at the fairgrounds. Uh-huh. That's actually going to be out at Crop Insurance Specialist Shop.
Okay.
Gary Gray and Matt Weaver have opened up their shop for us to use. So we can do a 2021 outlook.
Okay.
Well, we've got that set up so that it'll be individually wrapped breakfasts that are handed to you. You don't, there won't be a buffet style, but we will have breakfast. So that's January 15th. You can mark your calendars for that. And coming up, February 6th is a Saturday. We're going to be doing a, integrated pest management workshop, and that's actually going to be at the Jeff Stout Community Center in Richville. You can look for information on that to come. The cost will be $100, but it's a full day of integrated pest management techniques. Looking at, you know, we kill insects, but are we killing the insects that are beneficial? You know, what are we doing for pollinators? And so there's just a lot of dynamics that go into pest management that, you know, we think about throwing out pesticides. Well, maybe there's some adverse things we are doing there and maybe some other ways we should look at things.
I saw something, it may be a little out of your field, but I saw where the ash borer has done so much damage that it's just, you might as well just go and get rid of the trees now, right?
Yeah, that ash borer has devastated our population of ash trees. You know, Purdue has actually, they've come up with a resistant ash tree. But, I mean, so many years down the road before it can grow and become viable to replace the devastated ash tree population that we have. And it doesn't matter, big, small, whatever. Yeah, it's just destroying them, and what a tragedy. There's been several out at the fairgrounds we've lost even because of those things.
Okay. All right, anything else we need to talk about before I let you go?
I think I've hit the highlights. We're going to have the drone class again.
Okay.
Coming up in March. It'll be 4 half days in March, 8 to 12. We're going to do that at the Boone County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
Unless things change.
Well, but let's just say all these things are planned unless things change.
Yeah,
subject
right?
to change without notice.
Yeah. Well, in the drone class, I mean, we're capped at 18 at that anyways, just to keep to keep the numbers, keep the interaction, you know, that's where the value of that program is
yeah.
the personalized individual interaction. So hopefully we won't have to cancel that one. We've got an online version if we do, but we're planning on having that so we can do the actual, like, lab time where you can get out and fly. So
all right.
We've got a calendar full. I've got lots of stuff going on. Just keep an eye on Facebook, Clinton County Extension, and we'll keep all that stuff updated. And I send out my weekly emails, I think, you get them, and, you know, if you want to get on my email list, call me, and I'll make sure you get added to get our weekly updates.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah.
All right, Adam, always good to see you, man.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, and we'll come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Open calendar. What's What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit ReadyLA.org. Brought to you by the City of Los Angeles Emergency Management Department, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
Co-signing is stupid. You're going to get yourself in a mess. When I co-signed, you know what I was? Stupid. When somebody co-signed for me, you know what they were? Stupid. So just some of you that are out there and you're still sweet and young and innocent and stupid, and you think you can co-sign and somebody's going to pay it. Oh, he's my brother. He'll keep his word. You're stupid. Co-signing's stupid. Hope I haven't been unclear.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO. When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Monday. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. With just about 5 minutes left in the program, Walmart is again counting the number of customers who come in and leave their stores, Ken.
I noticed that yesterday when I was out there.
Uh-huh. Now, I saw this Friday online that they would be doing this. A spokeswoman tells CNBC the move that started back up Saturday when Ken was out there is being made out of an abundance of caution. Walmart had initially been keeping track of the number of people in stores at the start of the pandemic. The company's latest move comes as cases are soaring across the nation. So are they keeping close track then? And if they're at a maximum capacity, no more can come in until...
I never saw it get to that point.
Okay.
When people came in, the guy would add one or two, and then as they left, one, two,
delete
or three.
Delete two. Yeah. Okay. So they probably, once they reach a capacity, they'll let people kind of in, yeah.
But, you know, they say expect long lines. I don't know. You know, I've never seen a long line waiting to get in out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that at some of the bigger, and maybe some of the bigger cities or something. But, well, you know, maybe like someone's always leaving Walmart. Someone's always coming in. So
that's like something if you have for Black Friday or, you know, one of those special type days, you might. But I've never seen a line out there. Not saying it hasn't happened because I'm sure it has. But.
Right, right. No, that'll be all right.
Yeah.
A couple people in North Carolina are lottery winners. After playing the same numbers for almost three decades, Terry Cogshall told lottery officials he and his wife had played the Cash 5 drawing with the same numbers for 26 years. He revealed that over the years there were a couple of times that they got close to the jackpot but never won. Thanks to the lottery and those numbers, the Cogshalls will now have over $366,000 to, quote-unquote, take the stress off to put toward their retirements. Let's see. So that wasn't for us, Ken?
No.
All right.
Nobody there.
All right. I saw this morning and found it very, very cool. A silk shoe belonging to Marie Antoinette's going up for auction.
That's tomorrow at the Palace of Versailles. It's a white shoe made of silk and goat leather, topped with four ribbons and her name written on the heel. Auction officials say they believe she wore it regularly during daily life at the palace. The price will start at 10,000 euros or more than $11,000. Marie Antoinette was the wife of King Louis XVI and the last French queen before the 1789 revolution. She was executed by guillotine in 1793. I just think it's cool that there's still a slipper out there somewhere that was probably wore by Marie Antoinette over, what, 230, 40 years ago? That could happen. There's a Chinese clothing store apologizing for the way they chose to describe clothing sizes. Photos from inside an RT Mart began to circulate heavily online in China, showing a woman's sizing chart listing plus sizes as horrible and rotten, and smaller sizes as slim and beautiful. The chain retailer issued a statement after receiving backlash, I'd say, and said the chart was an isolated incident. All signs at the store have reportedly been taken down. Again, China, it's not in Kokomo, okay? Ken, this is something that you and I talk about often, especially with Matt Oliver, that they say that exercise can maybe help out mental health here. Gyms are closing, and you're working out less, which can lead to mental health issues. A new study out of England, though, says that people with no aerobic or muscular exercise have a 60% increased risk for depression and anxiety. The experts also noted that depression and anxiety can lead to physical health issues like heart disease and early death.
Well, we've always known if you don't use things, you're going to lose them eventually.
So for
it's
sure.
It's always better to use them if you can.
Yeah, makes sense. You might be tired of all those Zoom calls. There are benefits to working from home, though. A new Morning Brew Harris poll shows that 67% of remote workers say their lifestyles are healthier because they're eating healthier snacks and taking time to cook their meals. Seems they're also enjoying a more flexible routine and saving more by spending less on gas and lunches. 40% of remote workers also say they enjoy the extra morning time and family time, which is a nice way of saying they're not doing near as much work at home when the boss isn't watching.
Right.
And one more for you. Sylvester Stallone has an odd recommendation on how to make this already strange Thanksgiving even more bizarre. Forget the turkey, he says. TMZ recently caught up with Rocky in Beverly Hills and asked about the many challenges families will be facing during their upcoming holiday get-togethers, and it seems his visit to Mulberry Street Pizzeria was still on his mind. Rambo told TMZ he thinks everyone needs to switch it up just for 2020 and dish out Chicago-style hot dogs and pizza this year. He said that's what he's going to be doing at the Stallone household. He sounds sincere, though, and he says he feels families should be left to decide what's best for them.
I mean, he's not going to do a Rambo-style execution on some turkeys?
I don't know, man. Shoot them up and cook them up and, yeah, get them all good to go. Or maybe like Rocky, you know, punching the meat back there. In the
I'm not
going
to touch that.
I know. Probably better on a Monday. Yeah. Ken, thanks as always.
All right.
And thank you for joining us, and thank to our Party Line sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. We'll be back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day. From Wylo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.